Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
All this week, and almost certainly with our member drives to come, we're going to take a few minutes so that you can hear from the absolutely essential KPECC employees who allow this service to be able to do what it does. They are every bit as important as those in what's called the content side. These are folks I've worked with in many cases for years and are absolutely invaluable. Joining us today is Jen Boffman, who's our traffic manager. We'll explain what that means in a moment. And Gordon Henderson, whose voice you hear regularly with the KPCC underwriting and promotional spots on our air. He's a production specialist who puts those together as well as voices many of them. Jen and Gordon, very good to have you with us today. Jen, first describe for us, What is a traffic manager in radio?
Hi, Larry. Thanks for this opportunity. Yeah, a traffic manager is someone who, to put it simply, puts together what we call a daily log. It's basically a script of the full 24 hours of what you hear on air. And to do that, we work with many, many teams throughout the building, underwriting, programming, our in-person events team, LAist and LAist Studios, and development, and we work with Gordon to produce spots and schedule them.
And so you'll be checking in with different departments, like sometimes with Air Talk. Are you guys going to be on or off for this holiday? Are you going to have a promo that runs for the next? So all those sorts of coordination thing that you're doing all across all the different programs, national and local.
Yeah, it's basically like putting a puzzle together every day, and it's a similar puzzle, but it's different every day.
And so then this is followed by the engineers. That log is their daily Bible, so to speak?
That's right. Yeah, the engineers are able to follow that and know when to run certain promos and underwriting spots. And we work together to make sure that everything runs as it should.
And explain some of the challenges. Like, for example, I know you try and avoid having a spot that I record with my voice coming out of me talking live, for example. But what are some other examples of some of the things you have to determine for scheduling?
Yeah, we have to think about whose voice to spot, what it's promoting. We don't want an underwriter, say, for a movie that is being talked about on Film Week. We don't want those things crossing lines. So we have to think about all those things. And it's a lot of spinning plates, and it takes a lot of attention to detail. And I'm really lucky to have a team of people. It's myself, and I have two fantastic traffic associates, Micah Kielbon and Louis Rinkavich, who also help to get these logs out every day, because it's a big lift.
Yeah, no question. It's clearly understandable why at least three people are needed to do it. And then you have a software program that assists in the process in which you enter this information?
We do. We use a system called Wide Orbit now, and we just switched over to this system after many, many years. I've been working with KPCC for 13 years, and we were on the same traffic system up until last summer. We just switched over to a new one. It's really robust. It really helps us to look at the big picture and think about all these variables and really be able to move things around in an agile way that hopefully creates a wonderful listener experience.
Jen Boffman with us, KPCC traffic manager. I mentioned Gordon Henderson. You'll recognize his voice right away. Good morning, Gordon.
Hi, Larry.
I get to work with Gordon when there are certain things that I need to record that promote things, and Gordon's the one who sends me the copy that I'm going to be reading, and it goes back to him then for the production touches and the mix before it goes on the air. So, Gordon, describe a little bit as a production specialist what you're looking for when you're creating the particular underwriting message or the particular promotional spot.
Well, for instance, we record, say, the Film Week Oscars promos or other promos for live events that you might be doing, or sometimes you will do promos. I'm always looking for a good, clear sounding and conversational voice when I'm producing someone else. I guess you spoke a little about it, but we produce the announcements that you hear between programming. For instance, when you say we'll be back in 60 seconds, usually that means that you'll hear one of the elements that I worked on.
And in doing that, you're always trying to make it sound fresh and different. How do you make the choices of the music that you use in those spots?
Well, some of it is dictated by what we have the license for. We have a licensing company that we use for anything that we do for underwriting. We can't use commercial music because there'd be a copyright infringement there. So I'm just trying to find things that are sort of neutral and upbeat and will not distract from the voiceover.
And what brought you to public broadcasting, Gordon?
Well, I'm sort of the classic kid who grew up in a family where the parents were listening to NPR. And as I think is sort of tradition, I didn't really want to hear it. I would have rather heard music, a music station.
Yeah.
But I have been a lifelong radio fan. And as soon as I became an adult and was in my own car and everything, I was listening to NPR. And as a kid, I also heard announcers like Ken Nordine, and I really liked it. So I wanted to be an announcer or a narrator when I was young. And I joined KPCC in 2006, but at first I joined as a board operator. But I always wanted to be on air. But I didn't really have what the program director was looking for. I did some spots. But then I started to work with Fred Missman, who was my predecessor in the job I have now. And Fred said, started working with me, and he said, well, why don't you do something? He had a sort of persona for me. He wanted me to be the guy in the orange tie. And his idea of the guy in the orange tie was a pretty much a straightforward looking person, but there was one element to them that was unusual, and that was the orange tie. And he said, do that with your voice.
That's fascinating. Become
direction.
That. I love
it. So I did that, and pretty much I've been on air ever since. And then I joined the production department when there was an opportunity. It's a creative and technical job, which works for my personality.
Which seems perfect. And I should mention, speaking of the orange tie, Gordon is a great dresser. He always has these great shirts that I love every time I see him. He's just a terrific shirt finder. Jen, briefly, how did you come to public radio?
You know, when I was in college, one of our professors offered us extra credit if we volunteered at the college public radio station's pledge drive. So I went in and volunteered at the pledge drive and answered phones and took down people's pledges. And when I moved home, I had a boyfriend that introduced me to the local public radio station down here in Los Angeles. And I've been listening to Los Angeles Public Radio ever since.
All right, Jen. Well, thank you so much. And is there anything you want to say to your KPCC colleagues that we need to do better to help you get your logs out in a timely way? Now's the chance to say it to thousands.
I think I've already told everyone.
Okay.
And, you know, we have the best colleagues. Everyone does a great job to really pull together and be a team. And everybody is really considerate of each other. So I really appreciate that.
Well, thanks. I was ready for a scold, but I appreciate that. And, you know, what you say, I think, is so true that we are very supportive of each other. And it's a really, really nice place to work when people appreciate what each other does throughout the day. Jen, thank you. I mean, for all these years, you've just been invaluable and a rock for us. I can't thank you enough for what you do here at KPCC. And Gordon, I love hearing you on the air. I love working with you. You're a tremendous colleague, and you are doing something for which you are so gifted and well-suited. So thank you as well. Appreciate it, both of you. Two essential parts of KPCC in the service here. They're part of the backbone of 89.3 KPCC and kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.